You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Tuesday, May 11th. Ian Cameron with you. We'll have Jimmy Murphy momentarily ready to break down the Tuesday NHL card. We're going to have Alex B. Smith back with us tomorrow. He was going to be on today. I don't want to make it look like this was a bait and switch or anything. We're going to have Alex back tomorrow. Today, with only two games on the card, he's just getting himself situated again and settled back in back home in Minnesota. He's got a couple of errands and shit to do today now that he's back home. So we'll give him a day to decompress and get back at it. And then he'll be back officially tomorrow on the Wednesday edition, a bigger card, obviously tomorrow ahead of us. So looking forward to that and having Alex B. Smith back on the show. Just two games tonight, Boston, Washington, and Vancouver, Winnipeg. So it's going to be a very short show today. Looking back on last night just for a second, the Montreal Canadiens finally get it done and clinched that fourth and final playoff spot in the North Division. They sure as hell didn't make it easy on themselves. But they got the tying goal they needed in the third period to tie that game up at 3 and get them to overtime with the 1 point they needed. And thank goodness I split the bets up in two with Montreal and the draw. And I said that on yesterday's show. So the advice worked out perfectly in that game, you know, where I said I was concerned about the fact that the Montreal Canadiens only needed a point in that game. That if they were tied with 5 minutes to go in the third period, they just looked to nurse that game into overtime to guarantee them getting the 1 point that they needed to clinch the playoff spot. And that's exactly what happened in that game. And they got the 1 point needed to clinch that spot. So the draw cashed at plus 320. And of course, predictably, Montreal lost in overtime. I think once they got the point, they say, our work here is done. And they ended up losing the game in overtime 4-3 at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid, you just can't give up a breakaway to him in overtime and expect to live to keep on playing. And that's exactly what happened in that one. Tampa Bay, Florida. Florida got the job done again against the Lightning. And another rough, chippy physical game between those two teams. That is a playoff series that I am absolutely excited about. The Lightning and the Panthers. It's going to be probably a lot of fun playoff hockey. Excited to see how it pans out. But Florida definitely, and I kind of mentioned that as well yesterday, that Florida might be taking those two Tampa Bay games prior to the first round series beginning a little bit more of a statement games, if you will. Tampa Bay is the team that's had the success at playoff time. Tampa Bay is the team that's won a Stanley Cup. You know, if you're the Florida Panthers, you're looking at it as two games where you're trying to put your foot down and show Tampa Bay that we're going to be a thorn in your backside, you know, in that first round playoff series. And they kind of have had that spirit and that kind of effort going for them in those games. Vegas and Colorado. Colorado pulls out a 2-1 win. It has to be said, though, this screw-up of epic proportions by the Vegas Golden Knights, where because of cap violation coming into play, salary cap violations coming into play, they could only put in 10 forwards last night and 5 defensemen in that game against the Colorado Avalanche. Really was unbelievable they could allow something like that to happen this late in the season, especially a big game like that. And despite, you know, having a little bit of a shorthanded roster and lineup at their disposal against Colorado last night, you know, I thought they battled very, very well. In fact, Philip Grubauer makes a couple of saves there down the stretch of that game, and it could have been a different result for the Vegas Golden Knights. But the Avalanche take advantage, and now we still have ourselves a race for first in that division. Vegas has not salted it away yet. They only have one game remaining. It's tomorrow night against the San Jose Sharks, and Colorado gets to play LA a couple more times. So all of a sudden, there's still something to be determined and decided in terms of that race for first place in the West Division. A couple of other interesting results last night in NHL action. Obviously, the Winnipeg Jets continue to struggle. They lose again to the Vancouver Canucks. They're playing again tonight. So, you know, at this point, you got to just ask yourself, what on earth's going on with the Winnipeg Jets? Can they get this thing turned around? We'll see if they can here tonight against the Canucks in the rematch. But definitely, they're not playing good hockey at this point in time. All right, let's turn our attention now to Tuesday. And by the way, before actually we get to tonight's card, we will mention that in terms of the Stanley Cup playoffs, we now know 4 of the first round's matchups that will be taking place. We know the East Division matchups. Of course, we've known the Central Division now for a few days. We know it's Carolina against Nashville. We know it's Tampa Bay versus Florida. Oh, by the way, Pekka Rinne, congratulations on your win last night. It was obviously Nashville thinks dearly of that guy as a person, as a teammate. You could tell with the effort they gave for Pekka Rinne last night in what probably is his final start, unless something happens to Saros in the playoffs from an injury standpoint. That's the only way Pekka Rinne is getting in the net at playoff time for Nashville. But assuming Saros stays healthy, it's probably the last time we've seen Pekka Rinne start a game in net for the Nashville Predators. And it could be the last time we've seen him start a game in net in the NHL. You know, retirement is not completely out of the question for Pekka Rinne in the offseason. But great effort by the Nashville Predators last night. You could tell they really, rally the troops, try to get him that victory. And overall, even though it's been, you know, the last 3 to 5 years for Pekka Rinne have been riddled with injuries, riddled with struggles, riddled with consistency problems, you still have to step back, and look at the grand scope and the big picture of his overall NHL career. And you'll see that it's been pretty damn good that he's been playing this long. Again, got to the Stanley Cup final 1 year for the Nashville Predators, where they lost against the Pittsburgh Penguins just a few years ago. It has still been an overall very, very good NHL career for Pekka Rinne as a goaltender in this league. So hats off to him, whatever happens next year and beyond, but definitely could have seen him for the very last time in the Nashville Predators jersey last night, if not for the entire NHL. So something to watch out for in the offseason for sure. All right, let's turn our attention now to today's card. It's only 2 games on the board. We'll start with the Boston Bruins taking on the Washington Capitals. We've got a huge, huge move on the Washington Capitals in this game. They've gone up all the way to around minus 155. This was around even money at one point, and now we're seeing Washington minus 155 to minus 160 in this game as home favorites. The total 6, it's been bet down to 5.5. This has been a huge move, not only on Washington, but on the under, because the total was 6 when it opened. And it's now 5.5 shaded to the under here in this game. And the reason is very simple. Boston's not playing anybody of significance in this game. Bruce Cassidy already ruling out the majority of his regulars, the majority of his impact players. All of them being rested. No Patrice Bergeron, no David Pastrnak, no David Krejci, no Taylor Hall, no Craig Smith, no Sean Corrali. No Tuukka Rask, no Charlie McAvoy, no Matt Grizzlick, no Mike Riley, no Brandon Carlo, no Jeremy Lozon, no Kevin Miller. And of course, Charlie Coyle's still injured, so he's not playing. I mean, it is basically, you know, we're taking a powder, essentially. That's basically the message from Bruce Cassidy with what he's going to put out there on the ice. He's going to give all of his, all these AHL call-ups and all of these taxi squad players ice time and opportunity to play tonight in this game against the Washington Capitals. So the problem is now, if you haven't bet Washington yet, it's hard to get there now at the price. You've missed the good number. You missed the good price. If you got minus 110 to minus 120, you know, on the Washington side, I could see it. But I'm still not laying now this price with Washington now, minus 160. I understand it, all of the absences for Boston, but look, you still have players that are out there that are going to want to show the coaching staff what they can do. You know, it's almost like an audition, you know, for a lot of these players that are going to be in the lineup and on the ice tonight for the Bruins. And it's not like Washington's been setting the world on fire with their play in recent games. And they've still got a bunch of guys going into this matchup tonight against the Bruins that are not going to be suiting up and not going to be on the ice for them. Ovechkin, Carlson, Kuznetsov, Oshie, all of them going to be out. Samsonov's not coming back. Now, it looks like, unlike Bruce Cassidy, Peter Laviolette is taking the approach of, we'll keep some of our guys out, but we'll at least have a few of our impact players and our top six forwards and our top blue liners in there. It looks like Backstrom, Wilson, Mantha, still going to be in tonight for the Capitals. Schultz is going to draw in on the blue line for Washington tonight. So, you know, they're still going to have a somewhat, somewhat complete lineup, although it's not fully complete, obviously. But definitely at least Washington's still going to have a few of their regulars in. Boston's virtually nobody going into this game. Jeremy Swayman, the goalie for Boston. Vitek Vanacek in net tonight for the Capitals. It's just a game I want no part of, really, from a betting standpoint. I mean, if you got on Washington early, good on you. But now at minus 160, the adjustment's been made. I mean, to the Boston situation that everybody's being rested. So I can't lay minus 160. It's not like what this game means anything to Washington either. So I wouldn't want to lay this big of a number with them now. People that bet the under, it probably makes sense that you could still maybe get in on that at 5.5. I mean, it's just one of those games. It's like, don't put anything at risk. You know, don't show a whole lot, get it over with, and let's get into the playoffs at this point. So the undertaking, the vast amount of money that it has, from 6 down to 5.5, and now it's 5.5, like minus 130, minus 135. You can understand why the under's been a very, very heavily bet proposition when it comes to this game, the Bruins and the Capitals. We've got Jimmy Murphy now with us. Jimmy, welcome in. I heard you talking to Taylor Hall in the post game last night, asking him a good question about the Buffalo experience. That was a good question, actually. You know, and what's changed? Because clearly something has changed, because this looks like a completely different human being and a completely different hockey player right now in a Boston Bruins jersey. A good question there. A good response, too, from Taylor. He was very, very, insightful about the differences and what's really gone on in Buffalo and the differences here now in Boston. So good stuff there. You can talk about that as well as this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He gave me a great answer there. But, I mean, and he also, you know, he took the bait on the Eichel stuff as well. And that was really where I was getting at, because that was a hot story yesterday. So I was hoping to get something out of him. And I was, to be honest, as a veteran reporter, sometimes you got to make sure you pick the right spots to ask those questions. And I was like, look, is it really the right spot post game? But screw it. I mean, we don't have much chance to talk to these guys anymore. We're not in the locker rooms. We can't go up to them sitting in their stall there and get a one-on-one with them and hang out with them and just shoot the shit. So it's sometimes you got to ask those questions in a post game. And given that, you know, hey, they're locked up, the playoffs are done, you know, what else are we going to talk about at this point? So I thought it was a good opportunity to get that. And he gave me a great answer. So really interesting too. Like that whole thing with Eichel is just what a mess. It's I know we talked about it yesterday, but I mean, to hear his former teammate go to bat for him against the organization, it's just, you know, it's pouring more gasoline on the fire up there in Buffalo. 100%. So we'll see what happens there. But as far as this game, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it. It was interesting, too. I'm looking at Bovada right now, Ian. And these morons at Bovada, they've still got all those regulars in the goal and assists and point props for the Bruins. I mean, like, are they paying attention? Is hockey not matter to you? I mean, I don't know how that hasn't updated yet. it's been a good 3 hours since we found out the information of who Bruce Cassidy will rest, and the fact that he called up pretty much the entire Providence Bruins squad for this game. I don't know how the Bruins are doing that, by the way, with the whole cap situation. There must have been some really good cap maneuvering there. I'm not sure, but yeah, I mean, I would, if there was one thing I would do, I'm with you. I would just look at the under here, because one thing that hasn't changed for the Bruins is their sensational backup, and that's Jeremy Swayman. And while he might not have the defense he's had in front of him so far in his NHL career, he's still been unreal. And his kid's been lights out. And I would think that, you know, he wants to continue that, to let Cassidy know that, hey, if need be, and you need to call on me, I'm your guy. And clearly they've given the backup position to him, or else Halak would be starting tonight. So this is a chance for him to even cement that even more. I would think that he's going to be locked in. And I don't know. I don't think the Bruins will win this game, but I definitely could see him keeping it low scoring there. So if I was going to do something, I'm not going to, but if I was, I would lean on the under.
All right, lean on the under now. Again, that total bet down from 6 to 5.5, been a feeding frenzy with that, and it's been a huge feeding frenzy on the Washington side. Like we said, this was around even money when it opened. It's all the way up to the minus 160 range now on the Washington Capitals. Second and final game tonight, Vancouver Canucks, Winnipeg Jets. We've got Winnipeg minus 180, home favorites here in this one. The total 5.5 across the board. I'm definitely gun shy on going back to the well with the Jets again tonight. After what I saw last night, there's definitely issues. But at the same time, could they really lose two in a row to the Canucks at home? I mean, that would be really sound the alarm bells, really wave the red flag on this Winnipeg Jets team. If they somehow in back-to-back nights lose two in a row at home to the physically, mentally, and emotionally beaten down, worn down Vancouver Canucks. So this has got to be a spot where I think the Jets have to show some life. Where's the offense gone? Again, the offense during this 1-9 slide for the Jets in their last 10 games continues to be an issue. I think they got to get something going offensively tonight. They're talking about it too. Maurice says we need to try to get a little bit more flow in our game, 5-on-5 offensively, get the puck moving more in a north-south type of game. We're just moving the puck too steady. You know, just the passes aren't going up the ice. We're just trying to move it back and forth across the zone, and as a result, we're easier to defend that way. It was a great quote by Maurice. So he's looking for some different spark offensively from this Winnipeg Jets team. I think tonight could be the night we see it. Braden Holtby will be in net tonight, by the way, for Vancouver. It's been Demko the last few games. Hellebuck will play for the Jets after Brossois was in net for Winnipeg last night against Vancouver in that game. I will say this about the Canucks. You look at them, though, the last few games. You know, they've found their ways to score some goals. Bo Horvat, Brock Besser, Tanner Pearson, JT Miller, Quinn Hughes has scored a goal or two from the blue line. So the Canucks now are starting to find some ways to get some offense going as well. And we know that during this losing streak, the Winnipeg Jets have seen their defense and goaltending crumble a little bit as well at times. Just some giveaways, some odd man rushes, some bad turnovers. So more than a side in this game, I'm on over 5.5. This is my one and only bet on these two games tonight, at least pregame. Vancouver, Winnipeg, over 5.5 here, minus 120. I think this is the spot here for the Jets to get their top six forwards, namely Wheeler, Scheifele, Connor, get them a little confidence going, although Connor did get their one goal last night. And again, Holtby and net, you're never so sure if you're going to get the A game of Braden Holtby on a night-in and night-out basis. I think the Jets do get their offense going a little bit. But at the same point in time, the Jets have not played shutdown hockey in their own zone. And we've seen Vancouver in the last couple of games, you know, find ways to put the puck in the net. So I think they could chip in a few goals themselves rather than trust the Jets at this big price. And even the regulation line is around minus 120. I'm going to go with goals here, Winnipeg to score. And I think Vancouver chips in as well. Vancouver, Winnipeg, over 5.5, minus 120 for me in this game. Jimmy, any thoughts for you here, Canucks and the Jets?
Yeah, this is the one game, too. I'm going to have a play on this as well, and I'm with you. I think this is – the Jets have to do this. I mean, just for their own self-confidence going into the playoffs and just understanding where they are, can we still do this, put this whole last few weeks behind them, you know? I mean, it had to be mentally draining on them. Obviously, everything is these days with the way the season was constructed. But to when you go in a free fall like that, your confidence is just shot. And I think more than anything, it's a mental thing that they need this win right now. And that's why I think they're going to treat this, even though it's the Vancouver Canucks, they got to treat this like a playoff game, I think. And I like Jimmy Puckline for this. So give me the Jets minus 1.5.
All right, there we go. Jimmy Puckline coming out here for this Jets versus Canucks game for Jimmy Murphy. Looking at the Winnipeg Jets here on the puck line. You can get that currently at minus one and a half, +135 on that puck line. Jimmy liking the Jets puck line. I'm on over 5.5 in terms of the total here in this game. That's it. We've got just the two games tonight. Tomorrow will be a little bit more on the meat on the bone. Tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the show, we'll have 5 games on tap. Again, be careful with these games. You know, it's always motivation. Who's in, who's out, what are coaches looking to do in these, you know, last few remaining games. And look, surprisingly, we know that the Stanley Cup playoffs, we heard last night from the NHL, they're going to begin on Saturday. At least they will in the Boston-Washington series. Game one will be Saturday night in D.C. With the Bruins and the Capitals. Saturday night hockey, that's the official first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm sure we'll hear schedule.
You ever seen it before? Have you ever seen them announce just one game? Usually it's just all together. That was quick. That was faster than I've ever seen. I mean, that thing literally, I was sitting there right, you know, trying to do up a post game on Andre Kasha getting hurt. And I get the email. And I'm like, it's like 3 minutes after the game ended. They had that thing ready to go. And clearly they're banking on that series to be the ratings one for them. With the Washington Capitals and the Boston Bruins, you know, Washington, D.C. area and Boston being two huge TV markets. So clearly NBC and NHL want to lock that time in right away.
Exactly. And again, because of the fact that they've got the Preakness horse racing on right before that, that's why
you said that the other day. Yep.
Yeah. And at 7:15 p.m. Eastern, they wanted to have a hockey game, hopefully a playoff game for Saturday night, that window. Following the horse racing. You know, it's been that way for years with the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes and the Belmont Stakes. When NBC shows the Triple Crown, they've had an NHL Stanley Cup playoff game right after it at 7:15 Eastern. And they're doing that again here Saturday, Bruins Capitals game one.
One thing I would say, and I don't know if you saw, I wrote it there to our viewers here in the chat room there. Get on Ottawa Senators tomorrow. Get on that right now, because that is going to change drastically. You can still get them right now at +185. I hit the reg. I'm looking at what did I get it at? +260 right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs are going to bring up not the Toronto Marlies. They might bring up like the junior A team from Scarborough to play tomorrow. Who knows? But I'm telling you, they are going to rest everybody. And the Senators, we know, are a potent team. Those guys have proven that they're playing towards next year and trying to make impressions and really build confidence towards what they can be next year. They know the future's bright. They want nothing more than to finish this season with a win and go into the summer, with that as their memory of this season. So I would get on that ASAP if I was you.
Yeah, there's definitely some doubt about what Toronto's bringing to the party here these last two games. They have Ottawa Wednesday night and Winnipeg on Friday night, both on the road. Definitely. And
they
did have a stink bomb for the first time in a while against Calgary on Sunday night, but I don't hold that against them. Yeah. They've still been pretty well. They had one bad game, a back-to-back on the road, 6-1 Calgary beat them. And Calgary still had an inkling of playoff. Oh, by the way, Calgary's right back to Fade City in my mind as well. These last couple, even though they're playing Vancouver, you know, Vancouver might actually beat them, you know, the way Calgary's been playing. So keep an eye on that. But again, all these situations, if you can sniff them out before they are announced, like a Sheldon Keefe maybe saying Austin Matthews is out, Marner's out, Tavares is out, and all these different guys are out before they happen, you can get on those prices before the rest of the market does. Like with Washington, if somehow you got maybe could latch on to Bruce Cassidy doing what he was going to do tonight, rest everybody before everybody else did, you could have got like +100 or even money on the Capitals tonight instead of -160, which is where it is now. It's been a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And I mean, I wish I wasn't so busy at the end of that game last night. you know, writing and dealing with the press, because I didn't even realize, and, you know, it's just my fault. I should be paying more attention, you know, but the whole thing with Vegas was insane. Like, how is that not a bigger story today that,
how does the organization allow that to happen, especially in such a critical juncture and critical game?
We're now, what, the second, third to last game, whatever. You know, how are you having cap issues right now? How have you not mastered this whole scenario better that it comes to the point where you can't even man a full team? Like, and to credit to them, man, wow. I probably would have lost because I would have jumped all over the puck line looking at that lineup. But credit to them for hanging in that game. But still, how is that not a bigger story today? I'm not seeing much about it anywhere online.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just saying, oh, well, you know, they just had a little bit of a shorthanded lineup.
Oh, well,
you know,
you're first in the
10
division.
10 forwards and 5D. Come on, that's a big deal. You're short two forwards and you're short 1D in a big-time game against a team you're trying to put away and clinch a division.
I mean, I a capologist should be losing his job right now.
Yeah, they should fire him on the spot or something. I mean, they got to punt. He's got to be better than that. You know, not a prize. Yeah. Hey, if this happens and you don't make a move here and there in the next couple of days, you could have to play this game shorthanded, short two forwards and short one defenseman. And that's exactly what ended up happening last night against Colorado. So, yeah, that was stunning to me. It's hard to believe. I mean, that the organization would not be get in front of that before it got to that point.
Right. Like I'm saying, I haven't looked at what they did exactly. Right. But, you know, I'm guessing that the Bruins, at least last week, if not earlier, you know, started looking at these games right now. All right, there's going to come a point next week where we want to rest everybody, whether it's Monday against the Islanders or Tuesday against the Capitals. Mr. Capologist, you need to get to work right now and figure out how we're going to pull this one off and maneuver it, because it's a lot of work. And it seems like maybe they just didn't think to do that ahead of time. I mean, they had to know that was coming. Maybe they just thought they were going to be able to pull it off. And then at the last minute, they're like, uh-oh. I mean, that was a big gaffe.
Yeah, it was a huge gaffe. Yeah, it absolutely was, especially given the gravity of the game last night. I mean, that's a team you're trying to put away, clinch the division. Now, all of a sudden, you got to maybe go out there and beat San Jose, because you got Colorado finishing the season with two home games against LA. You know, and LA put a lot into the game last night to win their home finale, and they still lost in overtime to St. Louis. So, you know, that's two winnable games for the Colorado Avalanche, especially with MacKinnon back. So it puts stress now on the Golden Knights to finish the deal against San Jose. A loosey-goosey San Jose team tomorrow night.
You know, I think maybe they, you know, they counted their eggs before they hatched there, kind of thing. They thought they had that kind of wrapped. I don't know why they would. Mathematically, they didn't, but maybe they just got a little cocky there and thought that, you know, well, we're going to have it wrapped up by then, and they didn't think to plan, but man, that was something.
And they looked like a team too. Peter DeBoer in particular, in his press conference, I saw he basically stormed off and wasn't very happy with the negative question. Considering they were, negative question. But at the same time, look, he's probably upset too that costed or helped cost his team a win. Scenario. But if they win the game, it's not even a mention. He's happy. He'll answer every question. But no, we lost the game. We had the screw up, and now he wants no part of, you know.
How is that the media's fault? Yeah. What did the media do to you? We're just asking legit questions here. I hate when coaches do that. Like, suck it up, you jerk. You're getting paid enough. Don't walk off like a little baby having a temper tantrum. It was pathetic.
There you go. Exactly. Treat the media with respect. And that's Jimmy sticking up for his comrades and his colleagues, as he should. Exactly. You got to keep the band together with Joe Haggerty and everybody else covering the media, not just the Bruins I'm talking about, but, you know, across the board, you know, your Mike Zeisbergers and everybody.
I won't defend news reporters and politics and all that, because they're a bunch of assholes, all of them, no matter what side you're on. That's why I'm in sports. I don't need to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, it was just all of a sudden, all Colorado alive again for first place in the division. And by the way, one last nugget about the Leafs, since Jimmy brought up like an Ottawa in that game tomorrow night. Freddie Anderson's going to start, I think, the game tomorrow night, and they need to get him in there. They need to get him in an NHL game for these last couple starts. And not only has he not played in a while, until this weekend, he got an AHL conditioning stint with the Marlies, but he gave up 6 goals, you know, in the 2 games I think he played for. Like, he was not good. He was not good in the game. So not only has he been out for a while, and now he's going to play in an NHL game, but if he's going to start Wednesday night for the Leafs, which it sounds like he will, against the Ottawa Senators. This is a guy that didn't look good in the two AHL conditioning appearances that he had for the Toronto Marlies against Manitoba Moose over the weekend. So, yeah, I mean, it's dicey now if what you're going to get from Freddie Anderson.
Freddie's got to go to back, and it's going to be a nightmare in Palladium Drive in Ottawa for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
It very well could. So keep an eye on that. We'll talk more about that, obviously. Yeah, we'll talk more about that, obviously, tomorrow on the show. But definitely some things to keep an watch out for if you're looking at that Leafs-Senators game on Wednesday night. No question about that. And I think if you're Sheldon Keefe, you got to – I think it's already been determined. But I think you're rolling with Jack Campbell game one, Stanley Cup playoffs. I think there's no doubt in my mind about that now. You pretty much have to. Unless, again, if he struggles in the playoffs, that's one thing. If he gets hurt, that's another thing. But, you know, you've got to get in that first game right now, Jack Campbell.
Who the Habs rolling with, Ian?
Probably Montreal.
Well, who are the Canadians rolling with between the pipes?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Carey Price? Is he going to be ready?
Yeah, it's obviously Jake Allen's net if Carey Price doesn't play. But is Carey Price going to be ready for a game one against Boston?
Even if he's ready, I don't put him in if he's ready. Because he's not ready. Like, I mean, so what? He's medically cleared. The guy hasn't played in how long, and you're going to throw him into game one of the playoffs?
Yeah, Price and Anderson are like
how horrible he was when he was healthy.
Yeah.
I would roll with Jake Allen. I really would. Sorry, Carey. You know, no offense, but, you know, you're overrated and you're hurt.
Yep. I think Price and Anderson, they're in the same boat. If I were GM or coach of these two teams, Toronto and Montreal, I'd be going Campbell, Allen as your two goalies on these respective sides going into that game one of that playoff series. No question about that. All right, awesome. Awesome stuff. We got through the two games on Tuesday. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show. Alex will be back. Jimmy will be along. Might even have a special guest as well, a friend of mine on the show tomorrow. He's just a newbie. Great. NHL better. So it's give you a perspective of someone that's just getting into it a little bit more. So looking forward to that on Wednesday. You actually were supposed to be one of our weekend guests because we've had a lot of weekend guests, but changed it to this during the week because initially it was like, there's not going to be any games on Saturday. So that's why we moved it to Wednesday, but we should have a special guest tomorrow and we should have Alex B. Smith back tomorrow. And like I say, we're looking forward to having him back on the show on a regular basis. And once he's back tomorrow, the next 2 days, guys, we're going to put our heads together, me, Jimmy, and Alex, and we're going to nail down some dates, nail down some days for these live betcasts. No question about that, because we're looking forward to that. We're going to do at least one a week throughout the playoffs. Might even try to do two a week on occasion as well, twice a week, depending on availability. And like I said, these betcasts are not just going to be us on here talking live betting and watching the games and giving our thoughts and opinions. We're going to invite our loyal viewers and fans and listeners on the show. Anyone that's around and watching the games, wants to join the show, wants to take part, I'll have my big beer mug in hand. You know that. I'll be drinking it up here on these live betcasts. It is and yes, Terry Edelman, yes, I will grant you your wish, my friend. If we're on for a live betcast on a night where the Minnesota Wild are in the playoffs and playing a playoff game, we will bring you in. Absolutely. That's definitely, we will actually be so courteous as to if we're on with a betcast on a night that the Wild are playing, we will ensure you get one of the invites. 100%. We have to have a Terry Edelman sighting. We got to see him just go batshit crazy, you know, on a bad penalty call against the Minnesota Wild or maybe a disallowed goal on the Minnesota Wild that should have been counted as a goal. We got to see Terry Edelman just spaz out and go ballistic and kick the shit out of his pillows and his couch and throw a remote across the room and scream and yell and throw a laptop out the window, whatever the case may be. Whatever you do it is to get pissed off as a fan, we need to see it live on the air on YouTube.
Now here, and Friday, I'm going to give you guys my my upset pick of the playoffs for the first round because I'm eyeing one right now that I really think can happen.
All right. Well, there you go. Spoiler alert. Yeah, Friday, we're going to do kind of a playoff preview. So this is weird.
Hopefully we know
how the hell we're going to do it because we got playoff series starting Saturday. I think the Penguins and the Islanders will be starting probably Sunday or Monday, not long after that. You're going to still have some regular season games, mostly in the North Division finishing off. So it's going to be a weird dynamic here in the NHL in terms of daily schedules for the next 7 to 10 days. But we'll get through it. And like I say, we'll still have coverage of every game moving forward, regular season and playoffs. Great stuff. Best bets in just a second. Before we get to it, DraftKings, download the app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. Great time of year with NHL and NBA playoffs almost here, MLB on a daily basis. Great time of year to download that DraftKings app. Sign up for an account. When you do, you'll get a deposit bonus, weekly specials, and incentives. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use that promo code THPN. All right, best bets. I'm going to start with mine because it's the only bet I've made, so it's got to be the best bet. And it actually is, I think, a good enough bet to make it a best bet. Vancouver-Winnipeg over 5.5, minus 120. That'll be my best bet. Canucks Jets over the total. Jimmy Murphy, what do you like for best bet tonight?
I mean, I've only got one bet, so I'll just go with that as well. So Jimmy Puckline on the Winnipeg Jets.
There you go. Jimmy Puckline, Winnipeg Jets, -1.5, plus 135. Best bet for Jimmy with the Jets on the puck line. That'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. A reminder, we're live on YouTube 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, you can download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeart. You can find the Ice Guys podcast on all of those platforms. For Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Wednesday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.